Now, plans for 1,500 homes on the old East of England showground could be scrapped. It's because of a disagreement between Peterborough City Council and the landowner over the delivery of leisure and community facilities there. Our political reporter Phil Shepka has been following the story.
This is one of the most significant proposed developments ongoing in Peterborough. 1,500 homes, a hotel, primary school and a care village, all planned across the East of England showground site and the city's old speedway track. It's been done across two separate planning applications. Both have received approval, subject to conditions. And it's one of those conditions that seems to be the major sticking point. It relates to what's termed a Section 106 agreement. The aim of these are to mitigate the impact of developments on the local community. It's emerged the site's owners, the East of England Agricultural Society, have proposed changes to this agreement, including what the council officers call significant amendments to when they would bring leisure and community facilities to the development. Negotiations between the council and the landowners have now broken down. Officers have recommended councillors refuse both applications because the development wouldn't provide the necessary infrastructure to make it acceptable. This will all be discussed at a meeting later today.
Phil Shepka reporting. Julie Stevenson's an independent councillor for Orton Waterville in Peterborough. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, Dottie.
So the amount of time it has taken to get us more or less right back to where all of this started, what do you make of it?
I don't think I've ever gone into a meeting, as I will this morning at 11, feeling quite so bewildered as I am today, because, as you say, a whole year has elapsed since we had that first meeting where the first part of the planning was approved. Then there was an appeal, and in January the second part was approved. And now it seems like we've gone back to the start again. And if I'm feeling bewildered, heaven knows how your listeners and the public are feeling about it. It's very confusing.
Well, yeah, how is the uncertainty affecting people in the area? Are they wondering whether they will get the promised sports facilities, whether they, you know, lost their local speedway track for nothing? What's the feeling?
I get a feeling that the tide is turning as far as local people feel, because nothing's happened for so long. And what everyone feared would be a derelict site, and it's not quite derelict, but it's getting that way. And people want to see something move forward. To make it clear, this whole thing won't collapse. There will be a development. It's just not clear what it's going to be or when it's going to happen. But people who live here, who've got houses here, who've invested their money and their lives in the local area, want to know what's happening. So it's really frustrating for them to hear this feels like a bit of a restart.
Yeah, so that's one thing to establish this morning. You are confident that development will go ahead there. There will be houses, there will be a new estate effectively on the East of England showgrounds.
It's important to bear in mind that what we're considering here is applications, two planning applications. And if those are refused today, as per the officer's recommendations, and that's certainly what myself and Councillor Day are also pushing for, that doesn't mean the whole project goes away. It's just these two applications. I'm not sure that there's been a falling out between the council and the landowner. They may have reached an impasse where they just can't get any further with the negotiations. But I hope that everybody is still willing to come to the table in the best interest of Peterborough and our residents. That's what I'm hoping for, that this could be a positive today.
The landowner, as far as I can tell, as far as I can muddle my way through the various responses and information that we've got, because it is quite technical, the landowner wants to be allowed to build almost 400 homes on the site before starting work on other infrastructure and facilities. Do you think that should be allowed?
It's very complicated, because the landowner is also saying that the reason they can't move forward is because the charity commission, because they are a charity, the charity commission would not be satisfied with what's being proposed. Now, I don't know why this has taken so long. They had 6 months from January to come up with the Section 106 that was mentioned in the report, and yet we're told that the council only passed the Section 106 to the landowner on the 1st of August. So what was the hold up there? It's very, very unclear. So we just don't know. What we do feel is it's overdeveloped. The plans that have been put forward were overdeveloped. But when things are built and how they're built and in what order remains to be seen, as does the important transport infrastructure, because that's one of our main concerns, is how safe are these roads going to be, because they already get congested. Anyone who uses Arundel Road at kind of peak times at the start and end of the school day know there are tailbacks with traffic. These things need to be addressed before a single foundation is laid.
And Julie, you're quite right to mention something that I hadn't really had my mind on, the fact that this huge site must be increasingly becoming, you know, derelict. What's that like as a neighbour?
Well, since the relationship ended between AEPG and the East of England Agricultural Society, and EEAS are now fully back in control of the site, they've mowed it, which is wonderful, because one of the issues had been, which people may not understand, is the showground is not just the area sort of within the boundary. There's lots of bits of it within Orton Northgate Estate and Orton Southgate as well, and they haven't been being mowed. And so we had all the worries about fly tipping being hidden in there and rats and that sort of thing. But lately, the EEAS have started mowing it and looking after it and making sure the site is secure, because that's another concern that we had. So, you know, they've been great. And it's just great to be talking with them and trying to work together positively to look after this area, because this is where already thousands of people live. Let's not forget that parts of the showground are already sold off. And this is a community where people live and which we're proud of. So more of that, please.
Okay, some positives there to end on then. Julie, thank you for your time. Julie Stevenson there, an independent councillor for Orton Waterville. Duncan Fury, the CEO of the East of England Agricultural Society, the EEAS, that you heard Councillor Stevenson referring to there. They are the landowner, and they say they remain committed to helping deliver a positive legacy for the showground site. As Peterborough City Council did not provide the draft Section 106 agreement until the 1st of August this year, and has been unwilling to engage in any negotiation of the terms of the agreement or change their approach, requiring the separate commercial agreement with AEPG to be signed before permission will be granted, our clear advice is that it is unable to sign the agreement. I did warn you this was quite technical. They add that the society remains committed to finding a resolution to the current position that secures the future of the charity and allows the society to continue its work across the region. We have contacted the developer, AEPG, and Peterborough City Council for comment this morning.